540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from the Persian Gulf, where five Americans just freed by Iran have left Doha, Qatar for Washington. A short time ago, Secretary of State Blinken.
I spoke to them after they landed in Doha. It was for them, for me, an emotional conversation.
This part of a deal also involving Iranians going the other way and the release of $6 billion in frozen Iranian oil proceeds.
Some have been held for years. They will return to the U.S. now as part of a complicated deal. Iran won the freedom of some of its citizens and the release of nearly $6 billion in its assets. A senior administration official says this deal does not change our relationship with Iran in any way. Iran is an adversary and a state sponsor of terrorism. This official says we will hold them accountable wherever possible.
Correspondent Connie McCormick and two of those Iranians released by the U.S. just now reported landing in Tehran. Also developing just now in this country in Los Angeles County, an arrest some 36 hours after the ambush killing of a county sheriff's deputy. Sheriff Robert Luna says that suspect surrendered at a home in the city of Palmdale, but
I am still asking people to come forward and give us any piece of information that they believe that they have. Why? Because the arrest is only one part of this. We have to get this individual prosecuted now to the full extent of the law.
In Detroit, 4 days into a very symbolic, if partial, strike against the big three automakers.
A weekend of negotiations made slow progress, says UAW President Sean Fain. Three plants remain on strike, but that could change at any minute.
If we don't get better offers and we don't get down and take care of the members' needs, then we're going to amp this thing up even more.
Meanwhile, Canadian auto workers are poised to strike Ford if there's no deal by their midnight deadline tonight. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
And in Pennsylvania, there was another escape and search, this time nine teenage boys who escaped from a detention center but are now captured. KYW Radio's Tim Jimenez.
And close to 6 in the morning, State Police Trooper Dave Bame says four of the teens went over to a house about 4 miles away.
Basically banged on the door. They were done. They were tired. They were cold. We went there, took them into custody.
Then, close to an hour later, police got a call about a stolen pickup truck in that same area. There was a brief chase, and police eventually arrested the rest of the teens.
This about a week after the end of that high-profile prison escape near Philadelphia. Big Bucks music news. Let's go all the way tonight. Katy Perry selling her catalog to Litmus Music for a cool $225 million. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha's new water isn't flowing today. Officials announced late last week that October 9th is the new target date after initially thinking it could happen this week. The delay is allowing for testing, reservoir flushing, and fixing programming problems with water pumps. The transition, once it happens, is expected to take several weeks, and it may lead to temporary water discoloration and odor. Milwaukee police are still searching for three missing foster care children who left their school together Friday. WISN 12 reports the kids share the same biological mother, and it was suggested that they may have left the school to be with her. The children are in foster care, but specific details about their foster family aren't known. Police are actively investigating the case with no indications of abduction or immediate danger to the children. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Monday, September 18th, 2023, hour number two of the show. Glad to have you along with us. Glad to be back after having Friday off. And once again, thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Up North News every morning from 6 until 8 here on Civic Media. Also to Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon, follows us at 3 o'clock from 3 until 4. And also to Luke Mathers, the co-host of Town Call from 12:15 until 1. All three of those gentlemen were in on Friday for Mr. Zommers and I, and we appreciate that greatly. Appreciate the collegial spirit of helping us out, something like that.
I don't know.
Thanks for being cool guys.
Yeah, thanks for being cool guys.
Mr. Zommers was away doing a little bear hunting up north, and I was out in Colorado attending a very nice, see if I say exclusive, I was going to say a very exclusive wedding. It makes it sound hoity-toity. It was not hoity-toity.
Makes it sound like you're hobnobbing with the CEO right, of Ford. Right.
I was not. I just mean it was genuine and it was beautiful. And it was their closest people in their lives. And again, I felt a little goofy being on that list, but it was very nice and very an honor to be out there and attending Joe and Rachel's wedding out in beautiful Colorado. So that was good. Ever flown through Denver, the airport out there?
Yes. One time.
I've flown through a couple of times. I had a rather long, I had to return the car. And so I had like 3.5 hours to kill. And so I had a long time to go through security. Thank goodness I did. It's very confusing. The signage in Denver and like where to go. And anyway, I asked a person, like a airport person, like where do I go to get in the security line if I go to this terminal? And they told me, and it was this massive main entry point to Denver Airport. I don't know. I've been in a lot of airport lines, like in Los Angeles and Miami. I don't know whether I've ever seen a line for security as long as I did yesterday in Denver. And so I got clear to the end. And there was this mother and her probably 8-10-year-old daughter with her. And she asks a TSA agent nearby very politely and says, the question to the TSA guy was, is this the only security checkpoint? And he looks at her and he says, we have many security checkpoints. And she said, okay, well, is this the only one for us to go through then? We have many security checkpoints. He was just being a jerk. And I said, sir, what she's asking you is, and I would like to know as well, this is going to be really long. And is there any place, if there are many security checkpoints, is there another one open? And he goes, well, what are you really asking? He goes, you know, this is the most efficient one. I can send you to other places, but you're not going to get through as quickly as here. I said, well, what's the wait time? 25 minutes. And I laughed. I said, look, There's no way we're getting through here in 25 minutes. And the guy just got, he was a real jerk to this poor woman traveling with her daughter. And about, I don't even know if it was a minute, 45 seconds later, another worker comes, pulls this guy aside, whispers to him, and they went probably, I don't know, 20 people ahead of us, and they chopped off the line and took us and opened up a brand new place to go through for the checkpoint. So it was just like, dude, I bet you it would have been easily a 2 hour wait to get to get through the play. I mean, because they use all those, I call them the snake lines, you know, right. where you can fit a lot of people into a compact space. And there were like three of those snake lines within the overall line. It was just ridiculous. So yeah, the TSA people in Denver Airport, not the best.
Or at least that individual.
And at least that individual. That's a fair point.
Maybe they had a bad day. Maybe somebody else was a jerk to them earlier, but still, I don't know.
Yeah. But otherwise, it was a pleasant experience. Of course, the weekend was great. Beautiful weather out there. So I want to get into, when we come back here for the break, invite your calls as well, on Medicaid being America's health program for low-income people, mostly mothers and their children. And what is it, why is it, that this is being made to be such a big deal? And we're going to try to break this down for you a little bit and explain why so many people in America are being kicked off of Medicaid and how and why. And incidentally, where does Wisconsin rank in all this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love your questions, your comments, your calls on Medicaid. What we're talking about are folks who, and you know, it used to be the poorest of the poor. Well, this goes hand in hand what we were talking about last hour with wage disparity. Because isn't it funny how predominantly Republicans, but not all, but predominantly Republicans in the legislature and in Congress want to say, look, you know, people are being paid a fair wage. We don't want to raise the minimum wage. But then if you apply the same state and federal standards to what is a livable wage, look at all the folks who are qualifying for Medicare or Medicaid. Because the government, the nonpartisan folks in the government who look at these formulas that we talked about last hour are saying, yes, based on these formulas, these are the folks that are not making a living wage and therefore qualify for these safety net programs. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Back after this, this is the Todd Allball Show and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 68. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows around 52. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, 66. Upper 70s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Glad to have you with us on a Monday, September 18th. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Medicaid in America. That's what we're talking about. What is it? A little bit. But how is it that people qualify, and why are so many people getting kicked off? Because what we're told, the Republican narrative, the spin is, oh my gosh, look at all this fraud. Look at all this fraud. That's why we're kicking people off. So I want to dive into this a little bit. Your phone calls are welcome, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. So Medicaid is America's healthcare program for low-income people, mostly mothers and their children. The federal government pays a majority of the Medicaid costs, and the states pay a portion. So during the pandemic emergency, the federal government told states to pause the annual reviews of whether a person was still eligible for Medicaid, because there's a review basically kind of, you know, every year for this. So they said, let's pause that. So the COVID emergency ended in the spring of this year. And when it did, many states went on a crusade to remove people from Medicaid. An estimated 6.4 million people have been disenrolled from Medicaid nationwide since April, including more than 1.2 million children. A majority of those taken off Medicaid are unable to afford insurance and now have no health care coverage at all. So think about that. 6.4 million people, including 1.2 million children, now have no affordable insurance and no health coverage at all. What percentage of people, you ask, have been booted from Medicaid rolls? Well, the state of Texas ranks first, having disenrolled 7 out of every 10 people from Medicaid. So here's a quiz question. What state ranks second in the percentage of poor people it has kicked off of Medicaid? What state ranks second in the percentage of poor people it has kicked off of Medicaid? Mr. Zommers, any guesses?
No, not really.
Well, you're living here. The answer is Wisconsin. Wisconsin, second only to Texas in kicking people off of Medicaid. That's right. The Badger State removed more than 6 out of every 10 people from Medicaid, according to a story by Laura Sanathanam.
Well, maybe that means their conditions improved and their lives are better. And
sure.
They can afford real health care now, right?
Right, sure.
That's what it is.
Laura Sanathanam, health care reporter for PBS NewsHour. Here's the thing. Most of those people losing their health coverage lost it for a procedural reason, not because they no longer qualify for income reasons. This is really important to your point, Mr. Zommers. Their lives suddenly didn't improve. They're not making more money. They didn't get a better job. They were removed for procedural reasons. Here's how it works. Break this down. So the state hires a third party, a for-profit corporation. All right, this is a company who their goal is to make more money. It's a for-profit corporation, not a government entity. And this for-profit manages the state's Medicaid enrollment. Private companies with government contracts want those contracts renewed, right? I mean, government's paying good money. So these private companies are like, well, we want this renewed. So how do you get it renewed? You produce. So they look for ways to impress the government. And the main way to impress government, what is it? Saving tax dollars. So that people can go around, legislators can go around and say, look how much money we saved you. So these private for-profit companies, they set about finding ways to cut people from the programs. Happens with unemployment, happens with worker compensation, and most any program that serves low to moderate income people. And in this case, to stay on Medicaid, to stay on it, a person must follow a process that is difficult for anyone, and especially so for many low-income people to understand and follow. So the best way to kick them off is make the process to renew complicated. That creates plenty of procedural excuses to kick somebody off of Medicaid. For example, a missed deadline, a wrong answer to a confusing question, and dozens of other potential technical mistakes. It may be weeks or months before a person finds out they've lost their health care coverage. Some people go into the doctor and say, well, I'm sorry, you're not on this anymore. What? They kicked you off. Then they have to start over from the beginning to re-enroll for Medicaid. Federal data, by the way, shows that 70% of people being taken off Medicaid for a procedural reason are still eligible based on income and other criteria. Let me say this again. According to federal data, 70% of people being taken off Medicaid for a procedural reason are still eligible based on income and other criteria. The reality is that many low-income families have unstable lives. They get evicted, might be staying with family, might even live on the streets, homeless. Many might not have a cell phone. Let me tell you, in today's world, cell phones are becoming almost a necessity as the internet, just to live. These folks, they might be hard for the government to reach, because they don't have a cell phone. And that's why many miss these deadlines. So you have education, illiteracy, language barriers, among other factors, make it harder for low-income people to execute a complicated re-enrollment process. Now, the loss of health care coverage makes their lives even more precarious and unstable. And in Wisconsin, thousands of low-income kids are not receiving care that they need. So how does that make you feel? In this particular case, does it make you feel proud to be a Badger? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton. What say you?
Well, does it make me...
Are you there, CJ? Hello, CJ.
People can't follow directions, can't read or write the way our education system's proving to be, and that's a pretty sad fact. But I would like to go back to the debt relief fund or the raising of the debt in the last 6 months, that the Democrats fought a requirement to work or to search for work for an able-bodied male. They opposed it. I'd like to know you as a rhino, Todd, how you feel about that. Because the mere fact that you don't have to search for work, we're finding out that now too, because we're going to be paying for about 7 million illegals that this president is proudly willing to pay for in our school system, in our health care. But homeless Americans, they get fought on benefits. You know why, Todd? Because it's all about votes. Your party now is willing to buy votes with student loan debt relief and the open border. So,
all right, we'll see, Jay. I'll let you go for a little while. Gave you a little time there. Always happy to have you call in. I think there's just a lot to unpack there. I think, first of all, I would say get some help, first of all, because you seem very angry and upset. And I feel bad about that. But part of that is just not true.
Right. The first thing I want to address there personally is that requirements to be looking for work or have a job do exist. They were there to begin with. Those were put on the ballot to make people upset and think, wait, that's not a requirement? Well, it should be. So voting against it was not to make it not a requirement. Voting against it was done to say, we see through this. This isn't worth spending time and taxpayer money on because it's literally already in there.
Yeah. Believe me, as someone who years ago was unemployed, I got Wisconsin unemployment benefits for about 2 months. And the requirements, this is like 15 years ago. And the requirements 15 years ago in Wisconsin to receive unemployment benefits was ridiculous, off the charts. What you had to do every week to prove that you were out there looking for work. And you spent more time doing the paperwork trying to prove you were looking for work than actually looking for work. And to Mr. Zahmer's point, those things still hold true. And it's only gotten worse. And Republicans actually want to make it more difficult to, again, it goes to this, what we were just talking about, is trying to find ways to make sure they kick people off and don't help people rather than helping them. Number two, I'm not part of any Republican Party right now, or any party right now, Republican or Democrat. I'm an independent. And three, I'm just not going to go down the whole road on undocumented folks. We've talked about that on this show before, and we'll talk about it again. But again, CJ, you're just inaccurate on a lot of the things that you say, but we're always happy to have you call. Let's go to Chris in Sun Prairie. Chris, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi. I wanted to talk about the Medicaid situation you were talking about. Anything that is done by the fiscal agent for the state of Wisconsin is done because of the state legislature says that it needs to be done. So it's not, I mean, as much as I like to blame corporations for a lot of things, because I think corporations do make a lot of the laws in this land by, peddling their influence through our elections. The things that are going through the fiscal agent state of Wisconsin are coming directly from our legislature. I worked for electronic data systems as an information analyst for over a decade. Mm-hmm. So I worked directly on the Medicaid system. I was a programmer, and I worked in the projects where we took the requirements from the state and we turned them into actual, lines of code in the programs that process these claims. They come directly from the state. So we would take what they would tell us to do, and we put it in the program. So the company there is not making any decisions. They come directly from the state, and we work with the state when we implement those things. So I think that these go right on to the Republicans that are making these decisions in our state not to cover the people who need Medicaid. I don't think that this is coming from the company that's actually processing the claims. So I think that we need to put it squarely where it belongs. It needs to belong on the Republicans because they're the ones that are taking the Medicaid away from people.
Chris, I appreciate I just want to ask you a question because I really, really appreciate this call. This is a great call, and I appreciate your on-the-ground experience with this. And what this was kind of a compilation of the national part of this is how this works nationally. So you're saying that the examples I was giving was that, can you stick around? By the way, we got up against a break. Can you stick around? All right, we'll stick around because I want to talk about this. This is a great call. I want to continue this. Gene, Dolores, don't go anywhere. I got you next as well. More of your calls after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Five Americans just released by Iran are now on their way home from the Persian Gulf to Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Our fellow citizens are free after enduring something that I think it would be difficult for any of us to imagine.
This part of a deal to free several Iranians previously held here. Two of them now reported back in Tehran. The Los Angeles County Sheriff announces an arrest in the fatal ambush shooting of an officer.
36 hours after the murder of our deputy, the men and women of our department
arrested him.
But Sheriff Robert Luna says the investigation is not over, so he's asking for more public help. In the four-day-old partial auto industry strike against the Big Three, talks go on. Some progress reported.
It's just awesome. It shows that they're paying attention to what we're doing, and they appreciate that we're the ones out here fighting for all of us. And we're not just fighting for the UAW. We're not fighting for Stellantis and GM and Ford. We're fighting for the whole working class of this country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Planned Parenthood doctors in Milwaukee had been working before today. They've just been in Illinois providing abortion care. The organization resumed providing the service today after ceasing following the U.S. Supreme Court decision. A statement says Planned Parenthood Wisconsin will observe laws recognized before the Roe decision, which limits the procedure to 20 weeks after probable fertilization. Around 10,000 showed up for a Franklin concert this weekend, but people living near the show location say the noise was too much. Franklin Field played host to the Tacos and Tequila Festival Saturday, with rain not stopping thousands from showing up. As far as the noise, it's the latest in complaints from neighbors of the field and the Rock Sports Complex, saying that there's too much noise in general emanating from that facility. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally hoax. Said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about five minutes.
It was
like
a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it was like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 on the time and temperature sign. It is Monday, September 18th. Along with Aaron Zommers. Glad to have you back. Also appreciate Chris from Sun Prairie sticking on through the break. Appreciate that. Talking about the Medicaid here, not just in Wisconsin, but across America. And that what happens is, and by the way, Wisconsin is number two, only to Texas, in kicking people off of Medicaid. 1.2 million kids across America, 6.4 million people across America kicked off. Wisconsin ranks as number two for kicking people off. And it's, so six out of every 10 people been kicked off Medicaid in the Badger State. And what we're talking about, and I this is probably on me, Chris, that this story that we based this on from the PBS NewsHour was talking about nationally what many legislatures do nationally. And because they don't want to do the dirty work, they will employ a for-profit company that will come in and decide the parameters and then tell the controlling body, usually the Republicans in the legislature, okay, this is who you need to kick off. And so I'm not saying that it's done in Wisconsin directly, but nationally this is what's done. You're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying that you worked in this, I'll call it a business, or this area of state government, and you're saying in Wisconsin we don't use an outside company. Is that correct?
Well, what you're saying is a little different than, I must have missed that. If you're saying that they hired an outside company to determine the parameters,
yes,
they could, the legislature, I guess, could have done that and then given that to the fiscal agent and told them to use that criteria.
Right.
Generally, the way things are done in Wisconsin with changes to the Medicaid system is that the changes come from the legislature, mm-hmm. and those come over to the state. And then the state works with the people at the state who deal with Medicaid, work with the fiscal agent and give us the criteria. And then we make the changes. We work with the people that, you know, are at the state that represent the state on that end.
Sure.
So the criteria is then developed there. But I suppose there could be the possibility of them having a third-party vendor who created the criteria. Now, I hadn't heard that piece. The piece I had read the other day had them in Wisconsin around the 10th, so this might be a newer piece, and I guess there's always the potential that they could do it outside of Wisconsin like that, but I hadn't seen that.
This was based on a piece, I encourage people to look up the piece, and it'll keep me honest because we want to make sure we're telling folks the truth. This is from Laura, sure. And it says Laura Santhanam, I believe, Santhanam. And maybe Mr. Zomers, we can find that and we'll put it up and attach it to our show notes on the website. It's from the PBS NewsHour. So it was by Laura Santhanam, a health reporter for PBS NewsHour. That's where the basis of those things I was mentioning took place. But yes, I agree that...
And you can be...
Go ahead.
I do think you could be right too, because that would give them a way to distance themselves from it. If they gave it to a third party company to make up the decision for them, then they could, you know, claim that they didn't make that decision.
And I want to be clear.
I can't see the fiscal agent using that criteria that they're using, because you know it would kick too many people off. I just didn't see that happening.
No, and I'm really glad for this call, and I'm glad you brought up this point, because as a former state worker employee myself in the legislature for several years, by and large, I would say about 98 to 99% of the state employees that I dealt with were fantastic, honest, great people. And so I think
I agree.
Yeah. So the people working in the fiscal bureau and other, the agency people who come in every day, the civil servants, they're working for the people of the state.
Right. And prior to Act 10, I don't think anybody cared what party you were with,
right.
What your political background was. I didn't know. Right. I didn't care.
Right.
We all worked really well together. Wisconsin was a very well-run state. I didn't grow up here. I was impressed when I saw how the state was run here. Mm. We lost a lot. People here should know that. We lost a lot after Act 10 went through. They really did. It's sad.
Well, I hope that much we absolutely agree on. Chris, thanks for listening out in Sun Prairie. Call anytime. Really appreciate your perspective on this. Have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Thanks. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire, listening to us on the tap up there in Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, appreciate you holding on. Gene, what say you?
Thank you, God. This is really a great show. So this is very helpful for people who are being kicked off to know that they can indeed contact somebody, and get some help. Maybe their representative, or I don't know, you know, where they would contact, because I haven't been, you know, associated with a lot of that stuff for a long time. But, you know, could Alec be involved in this too? Because, you know, they wrote a lot of legislative things and had a lot of different opportunities for all states to get in on. I'm sorry for saying this, ripping off the taxpayers. But, you know, some really bad policies. I mean, we had a lot of stuff passed in the state of Wisconsin that nobody even knew who put it through, you know, when Walker was in office. And I have to say, you know, I really hope, you know, the one caller that starts with a C gets some help, because this is, you know, I'm so sick of listening to the Lauren Bobars and these really sick individuals, you know, that are holding up, you know, the budget in our state, in our country that affects our state, you know, and the impeachment of our president, you know, for nothing, the, you know, the trial impeachment of our Supreme Court justice in the state of Wisconsin, and all of these just bizarre and lunatic and crazy things that these people who took over your party. You're a great man. You got out at the right time. But I feel bad for the guy's name that starts with a C that's still believing the bizarre and psychotic things going on. He needs to get a grip here because people don't get workers' comp or any of those benefits without filling out the forms and doing their, you know, work searches and, you know, for workers' unemployment compensation. I mean, it's awful, and those people have to do a lot of paperwork. It's a fact. So, anyway, thank you so much for this information. I hope people are listening. I hope they tell others so people can get the help that they need. You
provide
great service, and you look great on YouTube. So I hope people tune in and watch you guys on YouTube. Goodbye.
Thanks, Gene. No, Claire. Always appreciate it. I'm not sure how great I'm sunburned right now. Because it was like beautiful. It was like 60-65 out in Colorado this weekend. And so I was just out there, you know, chilling, thinking, oh, it's not hot at all. You know, it's very comfortable. I forget you're much closer to the sun at, you know, over a mile high.
And you can get sunburned in the winter.
Yeah, so Toddy got a little sunburned. But Gene brought up important called ALEC. For those of you who aren't familiar, it stands for American Legislative Exchange Council. And it's one of these things that sounds great on paper, but it gets taken over by these kind of very conservative right-wing groups, and they put forward legislation or proposals, and they make it sound good and bipartisan, but it's actually not. Again, something that started with good intentions and then just kind of went sour. So that's what Gene and Eau Claire was talking about. Appreciate the call, Gene. Let's stay here in Madison. Dolores in Madison listening on WMDX. Appreciate you holding. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Yes, I'm I love the app, and I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to answer to CJ. You know, I'm an immigrant, and I'm a newly citizen. I just became a citizen 2 years ago.
Congratulations.
And one of the reasons I became a citizen, thank you. I'll be very proudly. I became a citizen because I wanted to get my voice to be heard, you know. Mm-hmm. Being as a legal resident, I mean, everybody votes, and, the rules apply to you, and you don't have a voice to vote. And so that was one of the main reasons I became a citizen, so I can start voting and, you know, get my voice to be heard. Anyways, so to CJ, I wanted to say to him that it's a lot of people that immigrant and they don't have a legal status, they pay taxes.
Yeah.
They pay 100%. Taxes, state taxes. They pay taxes from the paycheck. They never get the money back.
Yep.
So CJ can tell me that money, where it goes, to the rich people.
Yeah.
Because they're the one that get all the tax cuts, unfortunately. You know, those people work really, really hard.
Dolores, I can't thank you enough for calling in. This is a great call. Appreciate your listenership. Number one, congratulations on becoming a citizen. When I worked for a former congressman here in Madison, I did immigration naturalization issues. That was part of my responsibility. And one of the coolest things that I ever got to do was to go to the naturalization ceremony, the swearing in of new citizens. And it was just beautiful. Because that's what America has always been based on, and we are stronger through our diversity. And I think it's just unfortunate and sad, quite frankly, that the Republican Party leadership, not the everyday Republicans, but the leadership and the Trumpism people are pushing this hateful, untrue narrative to divide us against ourselves. And when we sit down and talk to our neighbors like you, Dolores, we understand how beautiful it is that we have these wonderful new citizens. And you're absolutely right. Folks who are here undocumented, again, sometimes through no fault of their own, are still paying taxes, are still putting into Social Security, and they'll never get that back.
Yes, correct. They never get that back. So the millions and millions and millions of dollars that those people never are going to be able to retire with dignity.
Right.
You know, so, well, I mean,
Dolores,
it's just very sad that people don't know, you know, that.
Right.
And you are saying that we are taking advantage of the system. You know, even a legal immigrant with a green card, with a residency, they aren't even allowed to be approved for Medicaid until you have a 5 years of legal residency. You have to have 5 years in the country legally so you can apply for badger care, like, you know, here in Wisconsin.
Wow,
so,
I did not know that. That's interesting.
We're not, we don't, taking any handouts from the government.
Totally agree.
You
are a true American, Dolores. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. You're what it's all
Thank
about.
You.
My pleasure. Yeah. Let's keep it here at Madison WMDX. Tom in Madison, appreciate you holding. Thank you very much. What say you?
Thank you, Todd. Because of Gene and Dolores, I'll have to change up just a little bit. I know many people in Stoughton, and probably 90% of them are fairly intelligent people, and it's the morons in Stoughton who have an IQ of about 60 that make my blood boil. And I hold many conservative views. I hold many liberal views. I graduated from high school in 76, and at that point, I was so young, dumb, and full of cum. I was anti-union and all about big corporations. And over the years, I realized, hey, these people just want to screw everybody else and take money away from everybody and have gold-plated toilets.
Well, so what's so your, did you have a question or do you have a certain point you want to make, Tom?
Yeah, the dude from Stoughton, he should go screw himself.
All right, well, we don't want to make it personal. Thank you, Tom. I've said this before. It's not about making things personal, and we welcome different viewpoints on this show. I mean, part of this show is to try to find common ground and unity. But what frustrates me is when we have people that call in that are just either uninformed or misinformed, and I don't have any interest in spreading misinformation. That's why I was really glad for Chris from Sun Prairie that called. And she said, look, I work in this program. Here's how it works, at least today.
Right. We don't want other people spreading misinformation. We don't want to accidentally do it either.
And so we try to base as we prepare this show every day. And we look at several different sources and we say, okay, where's the truth at here? We pass that on based on facts. Doesn't mean that occasionally we can't be wrong. But I don't want to make it personal against certain individuals, but let's try to, I understand the frustration. I share it, but let's have a little bit more empathy for folks and just continue to pursue the truth. But when we come back, I don't have a lot of empathy for Bobart. We'll come back and talk about that. She's going to movie theaters and did what on the other side of the Todd Allball Show in Civic Media.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight under cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 66. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 10 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn direct, doing double duty last Friday, hosting the second hour of our show. Appreciate that, Matt. Thank you very much. Did an outstanding job along with Luke Mathers, as always. Matt will be back in today with fresh news, fresh takes. His legal mind at work never goes to sleep. Matt Flynn direct from 3:06 until 4 o'clock. Appreciate Matt, and keep it tuned right here for a great episode of Matt Flynn Direct. Before the break, kind of teased this a little bit. And it's salacious, and people that know me, I like, you know, kind of, you know, salacious soap opera drama. But it has a larger point. And that's what I hope that we take away from this. If you just want to cut down to the chase, the point is this. None of us are perfect, including myself. We all fall short from time to time. The problem we get into is when people try to put themselves up on a pedestal. That kind of gets back to that Dr. Seuss, your little turtle. When you put yourself on a pedestal and then you judge others without looking in the mirror. You know, my granddad used to say on the farm, anytime you point your finger at somebody, you got three pointing back at you. You know, just do it. Point your finger. In order to point your middle finger, your ring finger, and your small finger has to be pointing back at you. It's true. All of us fall short, including me. But the current Republican Party leadership has made a killing in terms of riling up their base, the vote. As Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project likes to talk about, the narrative on attacking other people and saying that we, the Republican Party, are the party of family values and we're going to judge other people, such as those folks in the LGBTQ plus community. We're going to judge women for what they do with their own bodies. We're going to judge how people were born and declare that our values are better than your values. But then what happens? Lots of sources on this. You can go anywhere. This one's from The Guardian. Lauren Boebert, member of Congress, Republican, said, quote, she fell short of values, unquote, after Beetlejuice groping video. Here's what happened. I was just in Denver yesterday, by the way. I did not go to Beetlejuice. So out in Denver, the musical Beetlejuice is playing out there at a theater in Denver.
A family-friendly production. Just a quick note.
Yes. And Congresswoman Boebert, who represents Colorado, parts of Colorado, she was there. And she was with a male guest. They were ejected from the musical last Sunday, September 10th, for vaping. For those that don't know what vaping is, it's like smoking, only now instead of using like fire and real smoke, it's in a pen, they call it. And so you suck in, and then it's like a liquid vape, and it's not smoke. It kind of looks like smoke. You can vape nicotine. Many people, particularly in Colorado, vape other things. Not sure what they were vaping. But they were vaping inside as they were seated in their seats. They were recording video, which, of course, is strictly prohibited, and disturbing other patrons last Sunday. And the video also showed them eagerly groping each other while in their seats. And here's the thing. Boebert initially denied that she was vaping, that she was removed for being too loud. But here's the thing. This theater in Denver, they have some great cameras, by the way. I mean, they got everything.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to catch people secretly recording your shows, you got to have an HD camera. But right? Fortunately for the people finding the consequences of their actions, right. But unfortunately for just having to watch it.
There's surveillance footage in this theater, multiple cameras throughout the whole theater. And it was obtained by a Denver television station, News 9, out of Denver. And it shows everything. The congresswoman was, in fact, vaping during the performance. And probably the most gross thing is it shows Congresswoman Boebert and her boyfriend or her male companion. And he isn't just like rubbing her shoulder or kissing her. He is groping her breasts.
Aggressively.
Openly, aggressively.
And she's got both hands over in his lap.
She then thrusts her hands into his crotch, massaging him.
And then looks at the people behind her who complained to her earlier and like makes eye contact for a second while she's doing it.
Like, look at me. Look what we're doing. Getting it on. And not long after that, the ushers come and they kick him out. And all the way out, and there's cameras in the halls, there's cameras at the doors. Boebert is flipping this guy off, flipping the ushers off and saying terrible things. You know, do you know who I am? On and on and on. I mean, one of the most rude things of anybody to do. One of the most rude things that any patron at a musical or any sort of public show could do. And by the way, the guy that she was there with ends up being a Democrat. And also, he has a gay bar in Denver. They host drag shows. So here's Lauren Boebert, who is the leader of one of the leaders of the MAGA movement in Congress, who is going after librarians in our communities for having books that help kids understand their sexuality and saying the problem with America are drag queens. And who is she spending her time with, groping herself or getting groped up at a musical? A guy who owns a gay bar and hosts drag show queens. And God love him. That's fine. But again, it's the hypocrisy. You understand? Words have meaning. And we don't have time to get into it today, but we're going to in future shows. This whole thing about red pill and all this stuff. There's a video going online that I saw this morning of one of the guys that started Red Pill. We'll talk about this later. The point is, this guy is like a viral TikTok person. And he's saying things out there against women, against trans people, against gay people. And kids, male kids in their early teens, 12, 13, 14, came up to him in a public thing and wanted to take a selfie with him and said terrible things about women to him. And started saying, we hate gay people. And he's, whoa. We love everybody. He was shocked that his words mattered, that kids were watching his TikTok video. He has millions of views. I don't know what his name is, Squeege or Siege or something like this. I can't remember. The point is that words matter. And Republicans love to use hateful rhetoric to gin up their base. But look in the mirror, Lauren Boebert. Look in the mirror, Matt Gaetz. Look in the mirror, Donald Trump. The Republican Party, the leading nominee for the Republican Party nomination next year is a guy who grabs women by the kitty. I clean it up for radio. His words, not mine. He has 91 convictions against him, was found guilty against E. Jean Carroll of rape, not criminal, but in a civil court. That is the leadership of the Republican Party, and it's crap. And we have to be vigilant of it. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn, the director, is next. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Title of All Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And